Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games. Specters! Welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots. I'm here with Sam and some of our patrons because it is the patron chat for September, and we are making our own Spectres. Sam, you and I discussed recently during the whole war on whatever that place is called. Gorvog?
Details. Garvug.
Garvug. Words are hard for me. I don't keep names in my head. It's very difficult. It's one of those weird flaws. I think it's an ADHD thing. But you and I were talking about how, like, there would be specters that, like, specifically go into war zones, and, like, that's their specialty. And there's one referenced in the episode that we did recently. And I think that's probably some of the impetus for this idea. So I'm excited to see what kinds of things everybody comes up with this week. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing great. I have found out recently that I'm going to be a dad, which I think we talked about before. Yeah. And I'm also getting married next week.
Well, double congratulations.
And wow. Before anyone's like, wow, that's a shotgun wedding. No, we got engaged like a year and a half ago. So
yeah. It's been a very slow engagement as opposed to a shotgun wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what happens when you're poor, by the way. Cue the studio audience. But anyway, I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, we've got Turbo here and Retrobot and Scott and Magister and Genesis joining us all to talk about building their own specters. Welcome back, everybody. And Turbo said that he would like to go first. Turbo, welcome back to the show. Do you have a specter in mind? Let's talk things like race, their background, what their specialty is. What do you think?
Yeah, I got one further. I have like a time when the specter even is probably going to appear.
Oh, okay.
Mine would be happening after the Reapers, after specifically after maybe like the synthesis or ending, like in stuff where everyone's together, everyone's a whole.
Oh, okay. And they still need specters then.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Well, the council.
The council still needs specters. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. Okay, go ahead.
Mine's more of a trying to be more inclusive. That's why I picked the synthesis where like everyone's together. Because my specter I wanted to be weird is a Batarian.
Okay, so a Batarian.
That's
specter.
Why you need the happy, everyone kumbaya, the most kumbaya out of all of them.
All right.
But mine, I want to make my Batarian who kind of got thrown a bone is what the council did. It's like, you know what? Because the Batarians they lost their system and stuff, so they made a Spectre, and it's more like the council wants more sway in the Batarian government is what I was thinking about it. Because they're going to have to rebuild everything.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of rebuilding for everybody, for sure. So,
and
Okay, keep going. I've definitely got questions. I know Sam probably has questions too, but keep going.
I don't know a lot of lore after the Reapers happen because it's so.
But, that's okay. No one does.
Yeah, that's kind of the end of the story.
That's cliche taken. No offense. Oh, but it's more like the council's trying to control the Batarians. So they're like, you know what? Let's give them. Give them a bone, so maybe they'll be more inclined to letting us help them and stuff like that. So, but like my Batarian thing is like, was it someone who supported the prior Batarian regime and stuff? So that's why they picked him.
So, Batarian dissident.
Yes,
this takes place after the Reaper War.
Yeah.
And the council is trying to solidify their political hold on Batarian space by legitimizing them within the Spectre ranks. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
It's like a negotiation tactic.
Yeah, like a negotiation. Like, we'll make you seem more important, but you're going to have to change a couple things. So they pick a Spectre who's more on to lean to them. So like, hey, no more slaves.
No more terrible. Don't be terrible anymore. That's it. Just period.
It's like maybe not like straight cold turkey, but we're gonna kind of have your Spectre kind of police a little bit, and that's why we picked one that doesn't like some of the old regime. So he's gonna really be able to talk, and all the regular Batarians are gonna have to kind of listen to this Batarian that has Citadel backing.
Mm-hmm. So he would be assigned to basically look over Batarian space.
Yes,
because like, he would be like seen as one of them, even though he sides more with the council than, say, the Batarian dissidents. And yeah. So that would be a means for the council to both offer kind of a peace treaty sort of thing, like, hey, we'll bring you in, you can be part of the group, but and on top of that, we'll raise one of you up to Spectre, but that Spectre will be hanging out making sure everybody's okie dokie.
Mm-hmm. And like they can hide some of their things with, like, hey, we're going to give you some relief aid. Here, they'll send the Spectre in with, like, I talked to the council. I got some relief aid. I don't know if I haven't decided 100% if my Spectre's going to be, like, puppet of the council. I don't figure he's like that because he was a dissident already to the hegemony. Is that what is that the correct term for the Batarians? It was the hegemony?
The hegemony, yeah.
Yeah, the hegemony. So I don't figure, if he was already a dissident to the hegemony, I don't think he's going to be a complete puppet to the Citadel. I think he's like, the Citadel is a means to the end. I need to make my people better so we have more. Because what happened to us when the Reapers happened, we got like no help because everyone hated Batarians.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like
can't happen again. We need to be better so we can have a place in this spatial, intergalactic community.
Got it. I totally get what you're saying. It's kind of like how Shepard was a human Spectre, but he didn't always just side with the council. He would push back, right? Like he kind of fits that middle zone where he's in between both. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. Like he's going to use the council to better his species, race. Don't know the correct term with this. I don't want him to be like power hungry because he knows what power he's seen. He's grown up in a power hungry thing. But then again, absolute power corrupts. So I'm like, I don't know by the end of his story how he'd be. But in the beginning, he's going to be, I need to help my people. I need to help. I also want to help other people. So he's like, you know what? They're giving me the chance. I'm going to take this.
Okay. Yeah, I get where you're going with this. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Let's open this up. Anybody else have any questions or thoughts about a Batarian Spectre? I totally didn't expect this one coming. This one came kind of out of nowhere. Anybody else have questions or thoughts? Do you think a Batarian Spectre could work? Do you think that... I mean, this is one of those difficult questions. Is like, does everybody make sense working together, or are some cultures just not capable of that? Like, how does that work?
I have a little bit of skepticism about whether or not the Citadel would feel inclined to extend an offer to the Batarians, considering how small their population is now. We know after the Alpha Relay blew up that the Reapers went in right there and then slaughtered most of the Batarians, thanks to the Leviathan of Dis. But there are some Batarian soldiers left. There's a very small number of their population left, and it seems like if you're already a non-Citadel race, and then most of your military and government is taken out, and most of your population is taken out, why should the council prioritize a Batarian Spectre over a Volus one?
I have a solution to that. I have a solution. Okay. Because they're just that badass.
Dig it down!
Guns, America. Go ahead, Turbo. This is your moment. You don't have to raise your hand. You can keep talking.
I was thinking about this. That's I don't. Maybe it wouldn't work so well with the green inning. I can't keep saying that word, the green inning. But I was thinking more of a line like with us creating our own specters. This is, I was kind of thinking of like a. This is like a council who's like, we lost so much, but so did everyone else. So mine is like, this is more like the Sidious Council, who's like, you know what, there's a lot of empty space in the galaxy now. Why don't we kind of just creep in? You get a specter, you get a specter.
The Oprah Winfrey of councils, giving everybody specters. Like, yeah,
we could make these people think, hey, we're legitimizing you. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know what, we saw what happened, we weren't together, you know what, we're gonna give everyone a vote and a kind of, you know what, we don't want to put them all on the council. Let's give them a specter. That'll make them think we care about them. We don't care about them. We just want to kind of
offer an olive branch.
Branch, kind of be like, hey, we're still here. They get resources back because it's like, hey, you're something like, maybe they would make a Volus, like, and stuff. I don't know if they make an Elcor. Maybe they make it make them a. It's like there are gonna be some choices that they're gonna make. They're gonna pick people who can fight at least Elcor Cabiotics, so maybe they'll make a, like, you know what, you can just be one of our ground troop specters. You just kind of go in with the big stuff like that. But everyone gets a specter.
Everyone gets a
specter. These ain't your granddaddy's specters.
Right.
This is the new reform specters.
Yeah, you know, like, I think there is a little bit of merit to that idea of, like, everyone gets representation. I would imagine, though, that they wouldn't have as much of a carte blanche, just open to do whatever they want to do sort of thing. If that was the case, it would be like, okay, you're the Batarian Spectre. Batarian space is your specialty. Focus on that 90% of the time, unless you need to team up or go somewhere else out of that space in order to investigate something, but most of your focus should be that, like, that sort of thing,
maybe? Yeah, and I was thinking more like books, like a whole books, a new book series. Was like, say, after the Reaper Wars, and it's more of like, hey, we're gonna use each book as like a different character when you're just using this to tell about the species and stuff. And the Batarian one may be like an anthology book where it has all the species that no, like, don't really have a lot of people left, mm-hmm. that mostly got wiped out. But then again, there's a new human specter because either Shepard died or didn't die. Like, it's just like, so, like, maybe it's Mass Effect just going like, here, author, write a book.
Okay.
About a specter. So that's what I was kind of just thinking, like, this is how all our specters came to be. Is someone's like, here, write a book.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, it seems like you'd have to kind of jump through some hoops to justify it. But once you are able, or if you're able to justify it, seems like a cool idea. I don't know how well it would work out. I mean, Batarians are not necessarily the most, I don't know.
He would not have a lot of power.
Level-headed.
Outside of Batarian space, he would realize Council doesn't really give a shit about him. They just want what they want.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
that'd
that
be,
too.
That would be like his going evil route. He'd become Sam, like, they don't give a shit about me. You know what, guys? Maybe we're right. Maybe we can be closed off. And it goes all the way back to being bad again.
He's the one who proves that it's a bad idea because it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's like right. I thought the council cared. Nope, they don't.
Got it. All right. Well, hey, this is definitely an interesting one to kick us off with. It's something I totally didn't expect. Thanks for that one, Turbo. Why don't we move ahead with somebody else? Because we got to keep things rolling. Who would like to go next? Anybody else? Magister's got an idea. Magister, you, I know some things about you. You like to design characters and plots and things for like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff. I would imagine that you've got some interesting ideas about how to build a character around a specter. What are you thinking?
I have several, but I have to decide on just one.
Okay. Today. Yeah. Yeah. You gotta slim it down to just one.
So I went with a Volus specter, one that isn't as put out front as Shepard was. But it made me think about like when the Liara DLC in the second game, how I believe someone stated how that specters cover a multitude of fields and not everybody knows who they are.
Yeah.
So I figured a Volus specter who wasn't really put up front street, so people don't really know his trade as much, named Balin Nohos.
Oh, he got a name and everything. Oh, that's cool.
Born on Irune, I believe is the name of the planet. Irune, the Volus homeworld. He is the grandson of one of the what is it called? Oh, my apologies.
Biotic gods.
No, the Unified Banking Act. One of the Volus were key and part of the Unified Banking Act of the Citadel space to get credits to be on one accord and everything like that. So I imagine his grandfather was a key part of that. And so financial geniuses runs in this family. Mm. And so while he couldn't shoot great, he was someone who clearly like from a young age got his like financial doctorates and everything like that, in studies and everything, clearly a whiz when it comes to numbers. And so the council approaches him in order to make him a specter in the field of being a financial auditor.
So he's the most badass IRS agent you've ever met.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly right. He goes into the different businesses, whether it be Binary Helix or even the clothing stores. Like, he's the one that's caught, like, people see him all the time, but because he's a Volus, no one's really paying attention to him because, I mean, unfortunately, people snubbed the Volus.
Sure.
But because of that, he's able to get in and out of spaces, probably literally, and in order to see who's doing what. And I imagine like someone like that probably would be instrumental in that war that was mentioned the last couple of episodes, because I imagine they had some Spectre agents that had to go into that business in order to see what they were really doing with that money.
Yeah, the garbage bag.
And
right,
no one knows what he really looks like because mm-hmm. he's a Volus.
That's true.
So he can just go into different suits and all of them sound the same anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah, you use that interplanetary racism to your advantage.
We have to talk about biotics a little bit with Volus. I mean, does he have biotic powers? Do the biotic powers help with his ability to do his job?
Absolutely. He's more of a sentinel type build.
Hmm.
So he's good with the tech, has enough biotics to, like, if he ever gets captured, or not captured, but if he ever gets found out, he can at least throw a singularity and get out of Dodge.
Nice. Nice. Okay. All right. All right. Let's open this up. Who has questions about this Volus specter? We're coming at it from all the least likely races here at the beginning. Scott or Retrobot or Genesis, anybody? Turbo? You got any questions? Everyone's like, I don't know. Turbo, what do you got?
I love that he's literally just I love what Tom's phrasing of being the most badass auditor ever.
Yeah. Yeah, the IRS auditor. Yeah, I could see that. This is some sort of comedy movie being made in my head. Genesis, you wanted to chime in?
Well, Magister and I had the same idea. I was thinking about a Volus banker being raised up to the Spectre ranks, so now I have to think of a new one.
Or, but hold on, we could transition, and you guys could do like a double one, and you could add some of your perspective and some of your ideas for it that maybe he hasn't said already, and we could just keep expanding on this idea if you want. Otherwise, you could change it.
I have a secondary idea already brewing, because the idea of the Volus just being the inner, like a bank spy, basically. Yeah. I was like, no ground troop availability for him. He definitely just sits there and is hacking on the computer. I see epic computer hacking skills. Mm-hmm. But so Magister kind of already covered all of that.
Yeah, he shows back up at the meeting after he like investigates. He investigates the business. He sits down with their executives. He goes and then does his hacking stuff. And then he comes back and prints out all the papers and is like, well, let's go over all of this. Here's the real facts. And you're going to prison, like that kind of thing.
I think the only thing that I would add is needs a cigar. This IRS agent definitely smokes cigars.
In his suit? How does that work?
It doesn't even matter. It just works. It just works.
It's got like a cigar port that you like pop it open and then stick the cigar in and then like close it around the
Herod cigar. Has like a cigar stuck into his gills and he's an Elcor.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, this is getting funnier as we go.
Yeah, I remember Tom, he's a Spectre. They got they got the advanced technologies for the Spectres, so
right.
Nice little cigar filter.
A little cigar filter in the side of his suit. Right there. Yeah. All right. Who else? Any other questions on this one? Sam, you have any thoughts on this?
It could be a vape.
It could be a vape. Okay. What do you think, Sam? Volus
Spectre? Honestly, I'm scrambling to come up with an idea for myself at the end because I also was thinking about a Volus.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a fun race to bring up, as we regularly do. All right. Well, if we're all out of questions, any last thoughts on this one, Magister?
I just imagine him like walking down the Citadel from his day to day, and then you hear over the extranet, today we had three businesses shut down due to crime or finding out. I can't remember what the terminology for businesses is when they do scandalous things.
Tax evasion or something. Sure.
Tax evasion.
Right.
Unfortunately, it had to be shut down due to this ad. And then Jesus walking down the street like it was a little check mark.
Yeah, yeah, like a slow motion scene that like pans into his face real quick, and he gives a checks another one off the list, takes a swig off the cigar, and keeps walking.
Yeah. The unsung hero,
right, and nobody even notices. So somebody bumps into him and doesn't say sorry because they're just like, "Oh, my way," and he's like, "You didn't even know."
It's the CEO of the business who's down on his luck, and he's just like,
right. Oh, that's a fun idea. Awesome stuff. All right, who would like to go next? We've got Scott and Retro. So Retrobot's ready. Retro, what's your idea?
Yeah, so the idea I had was, well, my Spectre is a Drell. And I'd say his specialty is corporate espionage.
Okay. All right. So another kind of lesser talked about race and also corporate kind of stuff. Okay, cool.
So what I was thinking is the infiltrator class. They kind of use tactical cloak to kind of sneak around and view all these different businesses and just see what's up. Like, because I was just thinking of all the Garvug episodes recently, like how much the Citadel doesn't know what's going on with some of those companies.
Yeah, so would this be the kind of Spectre that would be deployed to a location like that?
Yeah, it'd be like the Citadel, like, it'd be like some kind of secret Spectre, like, so nobody knows who this Drell is, but he's like kind of sent in by the Citadel to be like, oh, Binary Helix, we don't feel like they're really telling us the whole truth about whatever they've been talking about, so we kind of want you to go in there. Plus, now, they have like photo perfect memory.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they could like go into an office, look at like a couple thousand sheets of paper and have it all memorized and can read it all back to the Citadel.
That's a really good point. Now, would they go in like sneaking in the dark through like the ventilation shafts or something like that, or would they be posing as an employee and trying to get in through that means?
Like, I feel like it depends on the company, because there are some companies that are pretty like human centric, so mm-hmm. But like a Drell wouldn't necessarily be hired there,
right?
But I also feel like for businesses that do hire aliens and Drell, the Citadel can basically forge some kind of background for them or whatever.
Yeah. Well, in the Garvug stuff, we know that they hired mercenaries, and I don't know if it specifically said all of the mercenaries were human. I mean, if they were pulling mercenaries from other races or other organizations that just hire anybody they hire to as mercenaries. He could even pose as, say, a mercenary, get on a ship and use that as a means to get in and then sneak around and find all the information he needs. What do you think about that?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, there's something like just kind of, I'm thinking like a Drell who's like just very versatile, just being able to infiltrate all these different places and just find out what's really going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a name for him?
No, I don't. It's like the only thing I thought about was like maybe if they were to have a Drell Spectre in like the next game, it could be like Koliot or something. Like he's kind of following in his father's footsteps, mm-hmm. but like not more like kind of honorable, like working for the Citadel on it.
Right, right. Like making up for past the sins of the fathers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Sam, do you have any questions or thoughts on this?
Yeah, so if there's a Drell who's going to different worlds, right, to carry out these missions, most of these worlds are probably not going to have the humidity that Drell need, or the aridity, rather. Does this mean that this Drell also ends up getting Kepril syndrome and has somewhat of a tragic end like Thane did?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm expecting out of it. Like I was thinking maybe they already have Kepril syndrome, so they're kind of just like with the time they have left.
Now, correct me if I'm ignorant on this point. Could they make a suit? Because there are definitely races that live in suits in order to go off their own worlds, right? That's a very common thing in the series. Could, especially at the Spectre level, they have a suit that was made that would make it more possible for the Drell to go do what they need to do?
Like, I kind of hope there is, but, like, I feel like Kepril syndrome isn't explained all that well in the games. It's just kind of like, oh, they're not on their home planet anymore. Their, like, lungs are bad now, so they can't breathe, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. 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 Like in chat, built-in dehumidifier. It's just your suit, right? Maybe?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's fiction, right? So they could just write that in and then it's canon.
Yeah. Unless there's some other detail that's been mentioned somewhere that makes that seem like it wouldn't work because it's a combination of a few things and not just as easily solved as that. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
You know, considering the technology, like the nanotechnology that they showed with Mass Effect 2 and 3 with Shepard, I feel like with enough time after Mass Effect 3, that kind of technology may have proliferated to the point where it is reserved for some Spectres. I can see the Council shelling out if they really thought that this one Drell was so particularly impressive they wanted to elevate to the rank of Spectre. But okay, we're going to give you the surgery to basically help you on different planets where we send you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is a cool idea. Who else would like to chime in? Anyone else have questions or thoughts about a Drell Spectre? We haven't hit any of the main races yet. That's kind of fun. Magister?
Yeah, I'm kind of like picturing like a Solomon Reed from Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty. Like Drell, who's more definitely, like compared to the Volus, who's like hiding in audacity, this one is like straight up like hiding in events, like
looking over the
people's shoulders while they're typing in documentations and everything like that. I think it'd be really cool.
Right, like the Sam Fisher Splinter Cell Spectre of the group. Yeah.
I mean, just look at Thane when you're first recruiting him. Like,
that's true.
He's legitimately like just in the walls.
right. Yeah, same sort of thing. That tracks. And I feel like because we have Thane, that if you were to put a Spectre like this in a future game, people would more readily accept that. They would be like, oh yeah, no, that tracks. That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Cool. Any other thoughts on this one? Anybody else want to chime in? No? All right. Retrobot, fun idea. Anything else you want to share before we move on?
No, I think that's it.
Yeah, cool. Well, these have been great ideas. This is a lot of fun stuff so far. And we have to take a quick break to go thank our patrons. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with some more Build a Spectre. So don't go. We'll see you in a second.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store. Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this
Lorecast
is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. We've got to shout out our newest patrons, Golf Dog and Seth D. Welcome to the Patreon. So glad that you decided to sign up. If you would like to join us on the Patreon, patreon.com/Mass Effect Lorecast, you can get ad-free episodes, you can get stickers and t-shirts, you can join us for patron chats like this. There's all sorts of ways to support the show, and we appreciate all of you, all 75 of you currently. So thank you so much for all the support. And that doesn't even include the free ones. You can just go there and sign up for free. So whenever we send out a notification to everybody, you'll be in the know, and who knows, maybe we'll roll out some stuff for free people in the future. We'll see. Also have to shout out our Shepherd tier patrons, Draco, Edboy, Kiracy, Lieutenant Tucino, Retrobot, Superfly, and William. Thank you to all of you for your support. We really do appreciate it. And if you'd like to help in other ways, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts like this one, which is quick and to the point. It simply says, great podcast. The duo makes podcast highly entertaining, plus learn interesting tidbits of Mass Effect lore. So thank you so much, Dude AFSU7777 on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you'd like to rate the show on Spotify, we would love that, or share it with your friends. Any of that stuff would be amazing, and it absolutely helps. So thanks everybody for being here and for supporting the show. All right, let's move on with the rest of the conversation about making your own Spectre. Here we go.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, we're back. It looks like Jen just dropped off the feed. I know she's riding in her car while she tries to call into the chat, so hopefully she shows up back in a minute. But it looks like we're down to Scott, then. If Jen's not here, you're the only other patron who hasn't chimed in yet. Scott,
yeah.
What are you thinking?
Cool. It feels like everybody thought about a banker. So that one's definitely out the window. You know, I was thinking like after the Reapers, there's going to be a lot of cleanup and also just chaos. And the Terminus systems are probably going to be a wreck. And so I thought that maybe a Krogan Spectre, whose job it is just basically to go in with the authority of the council, but to mess stuff up. Okay. Like specifically, like, you know, I was thinking like in Mass Effect 2 when they're like, Shepard, you can go into Terminus systems as long as you leave us alone. Kind of the same idea. It's like, all right, you're a Spectre, go out in the Terminus systems, go wreck up Omega, you know, make Arya mad, keep her on her toes. Uh-huh. You know, just broken airdrop onto some random planet and be like, hey, you guys probably shouldn't have kidnapped all those people and taken over this refinery, like, you know, and just that kind of stuff, and you generally just be a tank out there.
You all need to leave those people alone.
Who are you?
I'm a goddamn specter.
And she just like blows them all up, and then it's like, come on, we're going home, and then takes the prisoners and leaves.
You would need to give the Krogan like a serape, so it could be like a spaghetti western.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god! Now that's what I want. I want like a short film on like a YouTube channel somewhere where somebody's like Krogan Sheriff Spectre, like taking out the black-hatted bad guys who are like, and it's all about like gunslinging high noon type of shootouts and stuff. That, oh man, that would be so cool. I love it. Okay, any other thoughts about this? Do you have a name for the Krogan? Krogan names are fun.
Paul.
Paul? It's just Paul?
It's just Paul.
It's just Bernard. It's like, how did you get the name Bernard? You're a Krogan. All right. Any questions from you, Sam?
Yeah. How does Paul exact justice on Salarians or Turians who he may have a personal vendetta against. Uh-oh. Because of their involvement in the Genophage.
Man, maybe he's a renegade. I don't know. I gotta, you know, it's, that opens an interesting door, though, which is how do Salarian Spectres and Turian Spectres exact justice? Well, I mean, we already know kind of how they exact justice.
I was going to say, what's just about that? But go on.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it kind of, it would be the question of, you know, I guess when the council picks the Krogan, like, is that something where they go to Rex and they're like, all right, who's the least, you know, bananas boat Krogan that you could like think of to go into this position? Or, you know, like, do they know, somehow they know how to seek people out. So, you know, they know, we know there's Krogan that are more chill. Like, I think of, like, Vorn as a botanist, so that's out from Andromeda, because he wouldn't be a Spectre. But, you know, there's got to be Krogan that they know of who are more level-headed, like Nakmor Drak and things like that. So maybe they figured out, like, hey, you've built a bridge, the Genophage is cured, assuming that that's your canon, that you cure the Genophage. You know, and so it's like, all right, how do we move on? So that would be tough. That would be tough, especially if they're mercs. I mean, Shepherd's not nice to mercs either, depending how you play your Shepherd. So,
well, you're getting to the point that I would make about that question, is that every race is going to have some predisposition against or for certain other races. Like, across the board, everybody's going to have some lens with which they're viewing their interactions with the other races and the history of their people or they themselves or any of that stuff. So it would be on any Spectre to rise above that and try to seek what is truly just and put aside their own, you know, perspective on that. So I don't know that that's easy for anybody, genuinely. What do you think, Sam? Do you think that's true? Do you think?
I mean, maybe. I feel like Asari Spectres would probably have at least the thickest facade,
okay,
of impartiality.
Yeah, yeah. But it would still be difficult for most races.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of racial tensions in Mass Effect. Yeah, that's a central theme.
And even though humans are the most recent ones on the galactic, you know, landscape, they have feelings about Turians, you know, or even these other races who have now centuries of history with other races, whether there's a Genophage or not. They, you know, any one of them could feel like, well, those people screwed us over, and so now I'm against them or whatever, you know, like, and I think that's just part of the idea of being a Spectre, is rising above that and trying to be impartial and trying to be, you know, be a force for good in the galaxy. That's kind of the reason they're there.
Or a force for lawlessness or lawfulness.
Lawfulness. And lawfulness, yes. Assuming lawfulness is a good thing.
Yeah. Not always,
but right. At least there's an attempt. It's right, yeah, it's complex. Right. Stuff is complex. All right.
So I actually got a message from Genesis on her idea. Mm-hmm. So she did have to leave. Okay, but
well, can we wrap? Can we bring that in next? Can we wrap this one up first and just make sure?
Yeah.
Thoughts on this one. So yeah, that's great. I'm glad that she's able to chime in. All right. So Turbo, Retro, Magister, any thoughts on this one? I'm seeing a shaking of heads. No Krogan thoughts. I would love to see a Krogan in a Spectre suit, because that would look cool, you know, like we're used to seeing like human shapes, but like Krogan shape in a Spectre suit is like way different. All right, any Retro, do you have any thoughts?
I was just thinking, if this was after the Reaper War and you kept the Rachni alive, I could totally see the council basically just giving the Krogans a Spectre, with just the idea they want a Krogan to keep an eye on the Rachni and make sure they're not starting anything again.
Okay, so that would be like their one.
I could totally focus. See that.
Yeah.
The council likes to hedge their bets. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would make sense. Scott, any last thoughts? No. All right. Cool, man. All right, let's hear Jen's. What was Jen's idea?
So she says, sorry, guys, I made it to my destination, so I couldn't stick around, but I would love to see Cal Rieger promoted to Spectre status. So she says that this would be uplifting the Koryans, and Khal Rigor is also a great warrior.
Okay.
Koryans. For anyone unfamiliar with Khal Rigor by name, he's the Bruce Springsteen, Chevrolet, Apple Pie, Bald Eagles, hell yeah, Koryan who helps you save Tally.
All right, so let's open this up. What do you all think about a Koryan Spectre? Because I can't ask Jen to expand on this, but what do you guys think? What, Scott, what do you think?
I mean, I think the low-hanging fruit, the obvious one, would be that they would need some kind of crazy suit or something, because that'd be real hard. Like, oops, I nicked myself walking through the door frame, guys. Like, I got to go home. Like, I can't complete my investigation or whatever. But I feel like they would have really good technical know-how because they know so much about starships. So, like, the question... You know, Tally talks about just they have to fix so many things, and amazing all the things they can fit in their pockets. Mm-hmm. So, like, would they be like, would you have them investigate, like, put them on, like, hey, this, like you're talking about Garvik, like, this ship blew up. Like, figure out for me how the ship blew up. Like, you probably could, you know, like, kind of like the NTSB, like, you could probably backtrack, like, all the stuff and, like, figure out how that happens. So, like, right. That could be pretty cool.
That is a cool idea. Also, like, I mean, you bring Tally around with you in combat and you don't end up with that situation. Like, right. It's kind of a little hand wavy, but also there's not that many of them. It's kind of the same thing that we talked about with the Batarians. Like, there just aren't that many. So do you think they would still get that status? Sam, do you think that's possible?
I personally think that the council exhibits an inherent racism toward the Koryans the same way they do the Krogan. So I would think that we would be very unlikely to see a Koryan Spectre in the near future after Mass Effect 3, as well as a Krogan Spectre. But in the event that there was one, I would probably say, yeah, they'd probably be put into a technical role where their engineering know-how would be put to good use. That being said, Koryans are so adaptable that they have learned to survive in pretty much any environment that would threaten them naturally. So that would be a huge benefit to carrying around in your brain tank as a Spectre.
Yeah, there are some benefits, absolutely. Also, because their community is so insular, you would probably need to have somebody that could actually get in there if there was anything they needed to investigate with other Koryans, right? It's a little bit harder to put a Spectre who's going to stand out in that situation. So I could see some benefit there from that perspective.
True, but would it remain as insular after the Koryans, assuming that you did negotiate peace with the Geth, after they've resettled on Rannoch, would it still be as insular? Because I would venture to bet that it would open up, since they have a world to expand upon.
You don't think that they would still, just like from the history of everything they've been through, been very careful about bringing in outsiders to their new world? Even though they have a world, I still feel like they would be very cautious with outsiders.
Probably. That's yeah, been the tradition. Think they'd be cautious because it is tradition. However, I think it would start opening up because their resources are not as finite.
Sure.
Their population control isn't in place anymore because they're not on ships.
Yeah, yeah, they're not stuck on a ship. Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think it would go in that direction. I just think it would take time to get there. So
yeah,
that would be a consideration to have. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else want to chime in on this one? Any other thoughts? Magister.
I have two thoughts. First one is I can easily see like a buddy cop situation happening. Depending on your choices in Mass Effect 3, you could technically have a Koryan with a Geth in their suit.
Oh, I thought you were going to pair this one up with the Volus.
No. But more so like or odd couple rather, uh-huh, situation as well. Cause you'll have a Koryan who could be even more advanced, especially like depending on what tech they're using, could be even more advanced of a infiltrator or tech engineer, mm-hmm, if they have a Geth assistance with them along the way.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if and what if this Koryan lied to the council about it? And the council didn't know that there was a Geth in their suit. But all the council sees is this one Koryan who's survived so many impossible odd situations. you know.
Yeah, that is a really cool idea. I really like this one, Magister. That is, that's, huh. But it's like a buddy cop thing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's so really you have this like, I can imagine like a wisecracking Corian with this straight lace guest who doesn't understand jokes and stuff.
Right, right, totally misses the implied thing that they're saying and takes everything literally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This feels very Venom, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like the Venom suit. Okay. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And the second thing is, I think they would make great infiltrators irregardless because, at the end of the day, most people view Quarians almost as street rats. So while they couldn't necessarily get into like the big, like into the companies or into like the governments or anything like that, they could definitely be the people on the streets who are like observing an area who just look like a beggar or whatever else. And it's not like, it's the same thing with the role. It's like, it's not like they can't get like chameleon uniform so they could change the color of their uniform because no one sees what their face is. So
right,
they're just another glass in the crowd.
Right. Kind of like in John Wick, the beggars on the street are all working for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Scott, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Well, it was just about the gap in the suit. I was reading an article earlier about a gentleman explaining how he hacks into computers, where he puts the flash drive in the parking lot, but inside the flash drive is actually a device that when you plug it in your computer, like takes over your computer. Mm. So I was thinking like the Quarry could be like, oops, I dropped my flash drive. And then someone would like put it in their computer and it's like, psych, it's the gap. And then it's like, now the gap is like in your system. Like,
yeah.
And then it's like, you know, so I was like, that would be an interesting dynamic too, where the Quarry would be like, all right, go get them, you know, and then just like use the gap to stick them essentially.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not the gap. Anyway, we need that sound bite. Yeah. Yeah. That would be pretty ingenious.
Yeah. I like this idea. This is fun. Thanks, Jen, for the idea and for you guys for expanding on it. All right, Sam, you said you were going to come up with one. Did you have one?
I've come up with a few of them. Okay, so number one.
I did not prepare. I was like, whatever. I will see what everyone else says. But you've got multiple, so we'll go with you, some of yours.
I have, okay, so number one, a human woman specter, because I can imagine after the events of Mass Effect 3, the council or what's left of it would be looking pretty fondly upon Earthicans and would probably throw us a bone with a second specter. Not nonetheless withstanding that, you know, considering that our first Spectre is dead. So I can see a human woman Spectre. Excuse me, I'm totally discounting the Vermeier survivor here. A third Spectre. The archetype of which I can imagine being a Red Sparrow. For those of you who are familiar with the Red Sparrow program from Soviet Russia.
Yeah, like Black Widow kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes, and I can imagine this Red Sparrow being sent to infiltrate Cerberus after the Reaper War.
Oh,
the remnants of it.
Right.
To try and get as close to the elusive man as possible.
Right. Maybe even using some seductive tactics and things.
Maybe. We might end up learning a lot more about Tim than we ever wanted to.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, he's one of those guys? Oh. One in five, I swear.
Oh, what's that? Okay. Tiny Whitey's, there's so many better options. Tim. All right.
Haynes, really? I also have this idea about a Vorcha EOD technician. Like, has anyone seen the Hurt Locker? You know, those guys that walk around in the big juggernaut suits to defuse bombs?
Ooh.
I mean, a Vorcha would do that hands down, like without even thinking about it, because they don't care if they live or die. Right. So, high risk suicide mission, like bomb squad technician, just having him around on the Citadel at all times, you know, to kind of personally protect the Presidium. I can totally imagine that.
Okay.
The next one I have, and I kind of like this one, it goes hand in hand with, we were talking about a Krogan Spectre. What if there was an Asari Spectre who was sent to destabilize Krogan space after the war? Intentionally destabilizing it because they were afraid the Krogan would get too powerful post-genophage cure.
Uh-huh. And why Asari specifically?
Because the Asari are known diplomats, and we also have empirical evidence to suggest from the games that Krogan find Asari attractive.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I can totally, as Western militaries have sent their clandestine operatives abroad to try and build relationships with some tribal groups while sabotaging relationships with other tribal groups, I can just imagine Asari being in this situation.
Yeah, that one's pretty dark.
Yes. Okay. Legend, are you okay? No, I'm not.
Been a rough day, guys.
And a final one, although I'm not sure how strong this idea actually is, a Geth hacker. I mean, because they are the ghost in the machine. But also, I don't think the council would take kindly to even inducting a Geth as a Spectre, because once you've inducted a Geth as a Spectre, you've inducted all the entire population of Geth as Spectres.
Right. Yeah. No, like that. Okay. So when this topic came up, that was one of the ideas that popped in my head, and that would be the one that I would follow up with. But I had the same kind of stumbling block on that. I was like, would they even trust a Geth, and how does that even work?
How do you issue a security clearance to one Geth?
right, unless they had like a firewall in their system that disconnected them from the rest of them, but that kind of goes against who they are.
I don't know. And what is the Geth consensus look like post Legion sacrifice for them to become individuals? So I don't know.
Yeah.
But if they did decide that they wanted to induct a Geth as a Spectre, that's a high level of trust that they're putting in a famously combative population.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be very, very difficult to actually make happen. Crazy. Some cool ideas. All right. Anybody want to chime in on any of those thoughts real quick before we wrap this up? Anyone else have any thoughts? Everybody looks very deep in thought on this. I think you blew everyone's minds. You're gonna have to go.
I depressed people with the Asari destabilizing agent one.
Maybe so. All right. Well, those are some crazy ideas. I love these ideas. These are very cool. I'm sorry Jen had to leave, but I'm glad that we at least got her perspective on this. Thank you everybody for joining us for this episode. Why don't we wrap this up? We're going to go back through everybody, and feel free to share anything you have going on, you want to put out into the world, or just thanks for being here. Let's go back through on the screen. We've got Turbo. Turbo, thanks for joining us. It's good to see you again.
I had a lot of fun this time.
Yeah?
Nice. Fun other times.
The other times were terrible. This time, thumbs up. That's why I keep coming back, because I was waiting for the one time I liked it, and now I'm leaving. I'm just kidding. I hope you don't leave. Keep coming back.
And I have nothing else going on.
All right. Cool, man. I'm so glad that you decided to join us. All right, let's move on to Retrobot. Retrobot, anything you want to share with the world?
No, I mean, I'm just on the Discord. So I'm just down for whatever, really.
Cool, man. Yeah. Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us this week.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Scott, anything you want to share?
Taking it one day at a time.
Yep. Aren't we all? All right, thanks for joining us. And then Magister, you're wrapping it up.
Nothing here. Thank you for having me again, and looking forward to the next time. Find me on the Discord and Patreon.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. Sam, anything you want to share?
Yes. So you remember how I was recording lines for the Avengers audio drama? No, I was playing Jarvis. Anyway, I've recorded lines for another character.
Black Widow. That's why you were thinking about the...
Look, my fiance does appreciate the size of my backside, but I am not Black Widow.
Wow, that's more information than I needed, but okay, cool.
I'm tired and it's been a long week. But I'm not actually going to tell anyone the name of the character. However, I'll say it's a member of the military. And so if you're going to listen to the Avengers audio drama or any future episodes, go ahead and listen and keep your ears peeled, I guess.
That's a weird phrase. Yeah, that is so strange. I don't even know what that means, but okay. Yeah.
But anyway, besides that, yeah, I'm streaming. And if you're watching this live, this is applicable for you. I'm going to be in Portland this weekend, Saturday, September 28th. I'm on a panel with some other podcast hosts at the Portland Retro Gaming Expo. So that'll be fun. Hoping to see at least a couple members of the Lorecast community there. And yeah, I'm streaming on Twitch in the meantime at N7 the Legend.
Awesome. I hope you have a ton of fun. That sounds great. I wish I could go, but it's, you know, clear across the entire country. But that sounds like a lot of fun. I hope you guys have a blast.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Going to karaoke tomorrow.
Nice. It's been so long. Once COVID hit and all that stuff, it's been so long since I've been able to go to like a convention or like a big video game thing and hang out with people in real life. I need to do that again sometime. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. You can always check out my stuff, robotsradio.net, for the rest of my shows and the other shows on the network. Lots of great stuff for you to listen to. You can join me for live streams every so often when I get a chance to stream on twitch.tv/robotsradio. And we'll be back next week with another regular episode finishing up the Garbag War. I'm just going to call it Garbag from now on. Can I call it
Garbag?
Yeah, I'm just going to settle on a word that I can remember in my brain and just call it that. Garbage bag, the garbage bag war. Hey,
why don't you go squanch yourself, Garbag?
Squanch. Garbag. The garbage bag war coming up, finishing up next week. I think I've said this a few times. I've been wrong, but I'm pretty sure we're going to wrap it up next week.
And then for real this time. It will be wrapped up.
And then we'll move on to other stuff, but we'll be back with our patrons at the end of next month, and then we'll move on from there. Oh, and by the way, I'm going on a trip at the end of the month, so we'll figure that out. But yeah, I'll figure out those numbers later. But anyway, thanks for being here, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.